Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill on your Saturday morning. Good morning. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. And Friday morning, we did check in with Joel Bauer at Midsoda Manufacturing. I did mention, Joel, you know, you may have a customer come in looking for a trailer. How do you kind of walk them through that process of finding the trailer that's going to best fit their needs?
Always the first question is, what are you hauling? What does it weigh? Because we can get a lot of direction from that right off the bat. People will look at a size, because they know that's the size that their piece of equipment or whatever they're hauling is going to fit. But it doesn't always really matter what size that is, because the weight is the biggest factor based on what those axles are, even what the truck you're going to pull it with, to make sure you can handle that kind of weight. So that is always where we start the conversation.
Is it kind of like building a shed? I've never built one, but I've been told you have an idea and then you just, build it just a little bigger. Is that kind of like with a trailer? You know what you want to do, but you might get a size just a little bigger in that case, or?
Absolutely. As we have those conversations, if it's, they got a skid steer and it matches the fit of that new skid steer they got, well, then we'll go into what attachments do you have with that machine? What are you going to haul, or any attachments you're going to buy? And, I'm going to buy a trencher down the road, or I want to use my pallet forks. Well, either a trencher or pallet forks, you've got 3 to 4 feet that's going to stick out in front of that machine when you load it on the trailer. So, yeah, the machine will fit in a 12-foot dump trailer, but you have that attachment on there now. You need another 3 to 4 feet in that trailer to be able to have that on and go down the road. So we always talk through those things as well. And I always tell everybody, if they're debating between a 12 and a 14 or a 14 and a 16, always go the bigger size, because I've never had somebody call me back and regret the longer. They've always said, man, I wish I would have gone that extra, because I realized I could haul this and now it won't fit.
Joel Bauer at Midsoda Manufacturing. Check them out. They do have hours on the south side of I-94 today from 8 till noon at Midsoda Manufacturing. Also Thursday, we had Representative Mike Sundin. He chairs the House A Committee. He joined us in discussing some latest news this week during the legislative session.
Big news for me, anyway. I've been asked to carry Governor Walz's ag policy bill, which includes substantial investment in broadband as well. So I'm really excited to do that. It's a budget bill. It's going to be scoured pretty hard to make certain we're spending the people's money correctly, but I expect to introduce it next week. It's an honor to carry that bill, I guess is what I'm saying.
Are there any contentious areas in that bill you foresee at all? Or
I just picked it up off my desk for the first time right now, so I'll have to get back to you.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's always some rub in there, but we'll iron it out. That's the true advantage of this ag committee. It's fairly one of the most bipartisan committees there is. So I'm really really comfortable working here, but on these issues. So, but we've got that. I was on the air with the corn growers this morning. They've got their biofuels issues, to produce more ethanol, and I get that. So we'll be working on that as well. I don't know who's actually going to carry their biofuel bill yet, but we're looking for the right author to carry that through. But on the biofuel thing, the rub would be at the end of the journey of that ethanol, as it goes into the gas tanks, the infrastructure to actually accommodate the increased ethanol simply isn't there in so many gas stations throughout the state. The big dog, the big carriers with several stations, they can afford the investment. But some of these conversions could cost up to $500,000 in some of these gas stations. And they want to sell the product, but they have to convert. And I've got a bill that appropriates $17 million to help the vendors of the gas stations in smaller towns and allow them to convert into an infrastructure that will accommodate the ethanol. So, and it's a tiered situation. So if there's a big operator with many stores, they don't get the subsidy that the smaller stations would. The intent of this is to have the smaller stations in rural Minnesota survive and compete with everyone else in that in the ethanol world. So
it's not just a flip of the switch. There is some infrastructure that needs to be done beforehand.
Oh, my gosh. You know, can you imagine if you've got a gas station, you know, with a handful of pumps and you've got to dish out hundreds of thousands of dollars just to stay competitive? That puts you at risk competitively. So we want to make certain that the ethanol production survives and has a place to go once it's developed. So anyway, we're working on that. Another issue was the chronic wasting disease in the farm survey. These deer farms throughout the state, they pose a risk for the wild deer herd. And we're going to require double fencing, you know, some 2 10-foot fences on the perimeter of any of those installations, any of those farms, and curtail any new registrations of these farms. They're putting that deer, the wild deer herd, at risk, and we don't want to see that. So anyway, we might be looking at, I know there's a bill out there that would convert the oversight of those servant farms to the DNR, take it out of the Board of Animal Health and put it to the DNR because of that relationship with the wild deer herd. They might be best to handle that. We'll see where that bill goes, too.
State Representative Mike Sundin, he chairs the House A Committee, and on the Republican side, the Republican lead is Paul Anderson, State Representative Paul Anderson. Now, Sundin joins us Thursday during Noontime News. Paul Anderson joins us every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., and he also recapped this week in legislative activity and said there are a few contentious items up for conversation.
Well, things have really kind of heated up down here. There's some, what I would say, controversial bills that are making their rounds, and one that's going to be up in the Human Services Committee today that has really caused a broad backlash of emails and such from folks that I'm hearing from. It has to do with a mask mandate in Minnesota. Yes, they're talking about a mask mandate here. And some of the language is written so prescriptive, it tells you if you're standing in line, for example, waiting to go inside a building, you must wear a mask. Things like that are just hard to believe that our government would tell us how we have to do things and act. And the one piece that I thought was really hypocritical, it says that if you're partaking in the sporting activity, you must wear a mask unless you're doing it on an intercollegiate level or professional level. So they're saying that if you're in college or a Minnesota Timberwolf, for example, professional athlete, you don't have to wear a mask, but anybody else, high school, whatever, you have to wear a mask in the sporting activities. And just this bill has caused so much backlash and negative comments. It may pass here in the House, but hopefully a Republican Senate will say no way, and this bill will not be sent to the governor because it's so prescriptive. I've never seen a bill quite like this before, Joel.
State Representative Paul Anderson, he joined us on Tuesday, had those comments here on Chasm Radio, and once again, setting our legislative schedule every week as we have State Representative Paul Anderson, 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, State Representative Mike Sundin, Thursdays right around 12:30, and on Friday, State Representative Lisa Damith joins us as well. I know earlier in the week we spoke to Senator Tori Westrum, so doing our best to cover this 2021 legislative session. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Have yourself a wonderful and warm weekend. Stay warm, okay?